Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. Real talk.
Money Monday, welcome to the show. Your Hip Hop Informer, Monday, February 21st, 2011, 10:01, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight, Hack Media Studios. Thanks for riding. Hey, creating residual income, a path to financial freedom. That's the roundtable discussion tonight. Got the Angels coming up. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. 3926 Money Monday in the city. Thanks for rocking with me. February 21st. Let's get right into it. Wow, I had a meal coming up, and it was like the meal just dropped all over the floor. I'm so disgusted right now. Money Monday. Forget about my woes. This is Like Mike Bone Brigante. Damn, I'm so mad. I was looking forward to that food. I'll be right back.
Ready?
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous.
I wrote my first rhymes back in 1989. This was around the same time when Mike Tyson was in his prime, talking cash, but didn't know what guap was about. 20 years later, I'm the one that's knocking them out. Ever since a juvenile, I always had super style. I knew one day that what I said would make my mama super proud. Knew my shit's mean, even when I was 16. I was on the scene, making niggas look like Mitch Green. Devastating when that mic is in my clutches. Not a man that can stop me, not even Buster Douglas. The critics say I got the flow of the year. Fight my style the same way I did Holyfield here. They goofy kid and I'm low clips with mittens. Commit to sticking, I'm robbing you. Give up the bling or I'ma let that thing ring. I'm a don, I'm a king, I should make you kiss the ring.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous.
Yeah, you better eat your Wheaties, cause y'all rappers is pushed off. For the legacy was dumb nights as a rookie. Top notch verses, don't front the word sick, cause I'm nice like going first round, third pick, right? I don't think that y'all understanding me. I am Michael Jordan, Carmelo Anthony. Reduce my goals to a level of non-existence. It's gotta be the shoes, I elevate on competition. Wrestles on my feet, you gotta stay the boy fly. Could do it with bats, so we could do it with the fourth. Why? Don't start bitching when you see that full flipping. Just get the difference, that's what you get for bullshit. And even as an old man, I'ma still be spitting. When it's all said and done, they gon' say I was a wizard. Ooh. Precise when I pivot, all star every trip. No bricks, but watch what I do to this Nick. Get it?
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous.
Shit, I do it, B.I.G. I'm the king of making it pop with P.Y.T.s. I want that pussy so bad, when I get it, I'm a killer. Spend the stack at the mall, just so I can thrill her. Now I can't tell if she black or white. Eyes green, hips mean, man, that ass is right. spent some dollars just to holler. Now I'ma make it scream.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun.
Here are just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
Thanks for tuning in. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Creating residual income, a pathway to financial freedom, is the roundtable discussion tonight, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. She brings us finance every time, and it's proper. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now what's happening? What's happening?
It's cracking. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. None other than Health and Wellness, Massages for Life, Dee Dee.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody.
No doubt. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Home of CIAA. Give it up. Entertainment National News. CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Hey, I'm doing great this Money Monday. Coming to you live from Tampa Hack Media Studios, February 21st. Excited. On our way to Miami. We're going to Miami.
Hey!
No doubt. And we'll be bringing you the Friday Night Cypher live from Miami, the Florida Mix Show Music Summit, February 25th, 26th, Newport Beach Hotel and Resort. It's going down. Overdose. I'm rolling. 16 bars contest. It's going down. Hey, we walking away with a deal. I'm convinced.
You know, hey, let me. Have you heard the track that that he got?
I did.
Is it hot?
Actually, no. I only heard the bars. He sent me the 16 bars. I have not heard the bars to the track, but I'm trying to get it. I know he's working hard, though. We should have the press CDs back tomorrow, so we're working hard, too.
That's
again, coming to you live from the Friday Night Cypher, live from Miami. Tune in. Tell your friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. It's going to be a cool show. Artists, celebrities, music executives, we're bringing them all to you live from Miami Friday night.
All right. Everybody got their hair did?
Well, yeah, I would just shave mine off, so it's dead.
Oh, okay. Dee Dee, you got your hair did?
I'm working on step two tomorrow. I'm going to get
step two. What is that contraption?
What
sounds like a contraption.
What's wrong with step one? That's a lot going on, isn't it?
I had to go to step one. Step sounds like a contraption.
Listen, I have Money Monday. I'm telling you how to save.
Okay.
Hey.
You have to save. Listen, I had to go to the foot chick in order to save some money from going to the salon. Now I'm going to go to the salon. Get the salon to actually cut it and style it. Then you're going to save some dough.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, as long as you're saving money,
yeah.
That's what Money Monday is all about. But tonight we're talking about making money, residual income. For those who may not know, can someone define residual? What does that mean?
That means getting paid after your investment. That means getting paid on a consistent basis, without minimal action. I think
right.
That's this to me.
Consistent income, extra profit, anything that's above and beyond overhead, it becomes residual. But on
Come
a consistent on. Basis, is you know what we're seeking, consistent residual income. How do you set that in motion? I think it starts with, you know, a desire to want to do better, to want to improve your quality of life, you know, to want more, and to have some type of discipline. I think to whom much is required, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And sometimes we don't understand that, but discipline is a major part of this whole building wealth thing. I realized, I think when I was young, I used to want to be rich. Rich, rich, rich. I learned the difference between rich and wealth.
Oh, yeah.
And wealth and success, you know, because at the end of the day, it's just the life's journey. You know, to be successful is to, you know, strive hard each and every day. And there's a certain level of discipline that has to be applied. Everyone that's a part of this show is an entrepreneur. So this is going to be an interesting conversation tonight. It's Money Monday, Monday, February 21st. Can you believe it? It's almost March. Time waits for no one. Hey, it's time to get your ducks in a row. The first quarter of the year is almost over. We're talking about creating residual income tonight. You know what? It starts with your passion. What do you do well? What do you like to do? Do you spend a lot of money? What do you spend your money on? You know, the things that you do the most, it should benefit you. If you use a certain product, you know, you should invest in that product somehow, way, shape, or form. You shouldn't use something all the time and not benefit from it, right? And then know who you are contributing to. Are you buying products from a business that really care about you? We're going to talk about these things, and we're going to talk about building wealth. TM Hamed Radio Live, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, we appreciate you. We appreciate God. We'll be right back.
Hey God, thank you. For all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm going. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow. That's why I got my bottle. I feel my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. See, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you. As long as I know that, I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me. For days I won't church, I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you. I owe you so much. I'll always be your child. Please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear, bitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear, bitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clear it up. Everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing. He's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless.
I don't have the purpose. Home is our earth, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. Long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca.
God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. God, thank you. The birthmark, 917-889-3926. It's the jam line. Hey, jump on it.
You're acting right.
We're discussing how to generate residual income and take control of your financial future.
You're echoing.
I am echoing.
Yes.
Very bad.
Very bad. Bad at work. Bad at worse than me.
Better.
Okay, let me. Okay, we want to
acknowledge
that. Better.
No.
No, it sounds like you have like a speaker going on in the back, and you're getting feedback. Sounds really crazy.
Really.
That's better.
Okay.
Now.
Can I count it down? Three, two, one.
Even though we're alive,
we're
doing a sex live. But folks, I don't want to hurt your ears. Is it still echoing?
Like, what do you have, like a special set going on? What's going on?
Not even.
All right, we got to keep it going. Sorry to hurt your ears, folks. That was birthmark.
Good. I mean,
God, thank you. Sorry.
Sorry
for the technical
difficulties.
If you are experiencing technical difficulties
right
now, I'm going to pass it off to one of the angels.
Okay, so we're talking about creating
residual income.
What?
As
Mr. Hyman stated, we all are entrepreneurs. And I will say that Dee Dee and Toya, I know you two are involved with Amway. Would you like to explain that to our listeners?
Toya, I'll let you talk about that.
Well, Amway, I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong or if you have a different opinion, Dee Dee, is really about financial freedom, not worrying about having to work for someone else, but working for yourself, having your own product, investing in yourself and getting paid a return on what you're investing in. But we're not just involved in Amway. We're also involved in an association through Amway called URA, which is awesome. So they teach you a lot more than just being an independent business owner. Really about personal growth and wanting to help others, showing you how to help others, giving back, teaching you that money's not everything. Money is just a way to help other people and to help live out your dreams. So, I mean, it's a interesting business, I think. It's not like your normal business. You know, you buy your own products that you use, that you would normally go to a Walmart or Kmart. It's your company, you purchase it, you get paid for it, you write everything off on taxes. I mean, it's a really, really good business. And like I said, they teach a lot about personal growth also. So,
okay.
Amway itself, and again, folks, apologize for the technical difficulties earlier. I think we fixed the echo. Thanks for bringing it to our attention, folks. Amway's been around for quite some time. Can you talk about some of the products and services? When you talk about personal growth that the other organization is teaching, what are some of the benefits? What are some of the things that have actually helped you, let's say over the past few months? What feedback have you applied that's actually helped you?
Wow, where can you even start with a product, D.D.?
Wow.
There's with Nutrilite. Yeah, let's start with Nutrilite. Nutrilite is the top-selling brand of vitamins and supplements in the world, all natural, backed by Kurt Warner, for those who don't know who Kurt Warner is, MVP football player. They're really serious, though, about their being all natural and green. They control everything about the product from the time the seed is planted until the time it's packaged and, shipped to a customer. They control everything, even the airspace over their crops that they grow, the plants and herbs and things of that sort. So Nutrilite, number one selling brand in the world. There's also Artistry, which is backed by Miss America. It's one of the top five brands in cosmetics and facial care products. Legacy of Clean, DD. The first all-green, all-natural type of cleaning product that actually works. I don't know if you guys are familiar with all-green and natural products, but a lot of times they don't work all that well, but Legacy of Clean really does. What else is there? Oh, my goodness, there's so many. Amway's partnered with stores like Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods, Sears, Kmart, Disney, Blue Nile Jewelry. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So endless partners. What else can we say about Amway? There's so much more you can say. How about this? As far as the company is concerned in the recession, sales for last year hit, $9.1 billion, DD? So, yeah, we never have to worry about not receiving a check from them every month on the 15th because they are definitely making money, not losing money, and giving away quite a bit of money to different types of organizations. What else can we say about Amway?
Well,
when you're watching the Orlando – I'm sorry?
Oh, well, I was going to say, for instance, if someone was interested, if you were telling our listeners if they were interested in getting involved or becoming a representative for Amway, what would you tell them in that instance?
Well, one, you wouldn't be a representative. You'd be an independent business owner. You'd own your own business through Amway. I mean, you can't become an independent business owner unless you're sponsored by someone who's already an IBO and Amway. So it will work that way. But if you have questions about it, you can give us a call. Well, you can give me a call. I can't speak for DJ, but I'm quite sure she wouldn't mind sponsoring or help someone who's serious about becoming an IBO.
Right. And folks, if you are just popping into the show, I see people are popping in and popping out. This is not a show about Amway. This is a show about creating residual income and your pathway to financial freedom. We're going to talk about a lot of different business opportunities tonight. And if you have one, feel free to hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you are a business owner and just have some expertise you'd like to share with us tonight, we're more than open. This is about awareness. Again, trying to help you to establish a pathway to your financial freedom. We're talking about creating residual income, discussing how to generate residual income and take control of your financial future is real important. Again, we welcome all business owners to hit us up tonight with their expertise. We'll be right back after this. We'll keep this conversation going. Thanks for riding with us tonight. Money Monday. We'll be right back.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Higher. It is 10:29 on the East Coast and 7:29 on the West Coast. And tonight we're discussing residual income. And Toya just touched on Amway and the wonderful opportunity that it offers you to be an independent business owner and to have that residual income. Again, she touched on Amway and also another part of Amway, another part of the puzzle, which is your association, and the benefit of basically having a team, a business team in place to show you how to become an independent business owner, but basically how to become a very well-rounded person, period. It's very important in business. And she touched on a lot of the benefits of becoming an independent business owner for Amway. So tonight we are happy to have her here with tonight's finance segment, and we welcome Toya from Newark, California.
Oh, as Didi would say, all right, all right, all right. I wasn't really prepared. You guys didn't give me my heads up, so let me get my segment together for you. All right, this evening, four things credit card offers don't disclose. Typically, one to two credit card offers would normally show up in the mail per week, but to really understand the offers and determine whether they are too good to be true, you probably will want to turn to the Federal Reserve for help. We all know that when those offers come in, you have a few pages of very, very fine print, usually a font size of like 2.5 that you can't read or you won't take the time to read. So here are a few things that you just need to look for. First being the APR, and that's the annual percentage rate, i.e. the interest. It's also called finance charge. And this is what you'll be charged if you don't pay your bill in full every month. Some cards will waive the fee for 6 to 12 months as part of an introductory offer. But what they don't tell you is that the offers don't list the average going rate for all credit cards. Currently, it's about 14%. You don't have any contacts for whether the offered interest rate is a fair deal. So you can actually log on to sites like bankrates.com, which updates the rates regularly, and you can check those out to see how fair they actually are. Second would be the balance calculation method, and this is how the credit card issuer determines the balance on your card upon which it charges the actual interest rate. Most use an average daily balance, including new purchases, but what they don't tell you is the most, the one method for the company, and mostly most costly if you carry a balance, because new purchases immediately become part of the debt, meaning you're going to immediately pay interest on them. Cards that use the adjusted balance method are the best deal. Interest is based on the balance at the beginning of the billing cycle, opposed to the balance in total. So just keep that in mind. Third being grace period. This is the amount of time you have past your due date to make a payment before you're hit with the finance charges and late fees. If a card offers one, by law, it must be at least 21 days long. But what they don't tell you is if the due date falls on a weekend or holiday, you have until 5 p.m. the next business day to pay up and avoid a late fee. And those types of cards with a actual grace period, you probably won't find those. They're pretty much few and far between. Now, if you don't pay your balance or your minimum payment due on the due date, that very next day you're usually hit with a fee, so keep that in mind. And lastly, cleverly named fees. If buzzwords like annual, activation, acceptance, participation, monthly maintenance, or account setup precede the word fee, then you'll just be simply paying to own the card. I mean, what they don't tell you is that these charges are deducted from the credit line. So if your card has a $400 limit and a $100 fee, then your actual available credit is $300. So just keep that in mind. You want to stay away from cards that have any type of fee associated with it. So, again, those are just four things that credit card offers don't disclose when they're sending you those pre-screen offers in the mail. So just make sure you look out for those, because if you don't, it can cost you a lot of money in the long run.
Finance like no other, live from Newark, Delaware, with Toya. Thank you very much.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Didi? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Didi, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Out here on the grind, looking out for my, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high. High up the high, life is the day of mine. I own the city, I own the city, I own the city, I own the city, I own, own.
With a goal and a mission, foes try to hold a submission, but they can't slow what is written. Play my hand, never fold to the system. Holes in the glitches, rather be blind in a mirror with no vision. Wait, fueled by the hate in the distance, the hisses. You can hear the snakes in the distance. Straight hard work and persistence. No book repetition, no days off, no break in a mission. Faith in the wishing, so blessed I lyrically baptized, believing the all fly. The city is all mine. All time background soaked in it for 4 years. In 4 minutes, I'm so Guinness in the flames. See a slow image of the future. Now let's shake hands, happy to introduce you. MAC.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, waiting for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high.
Pain. Yeah. And I don't mean that one with that big ass chain. Nah. Tell me don't mess up the MC name. Nah. Who you think I am? MC Brain. Now I'm staring at the world from the top floor. Kevin, Mr. Big Shot, and when hot sauce. We from being dropped off to taking the whole hood offshore. Off the Florida and cross the border. Boston, Georgia, the mic recorder. Got money, now my life in order. Grill world on my shoulders. Top heavy Cobra, free for the pedal, now my feet on the pedal. Now I wanna scream loud like steam from a kettle. Now I gotta put the beach on my level. We either come together or run forever. Sink or swim, get your trunks together. I run this city.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high.
I own the city, 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 I own the city
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. VA State of Mind KP. That's that TMG crew, Taylor Music Group. Hey, welcome to the show. Tonight we're talking about creating residual income, a pathway to financial freedom. 917-889-3926 to offer up your expertise. If you are a business owner, you know, regardless of the industry, the area, you know, we welcome advice because, again, this is just about raising awareness. Again, 917-889-3926 to join the roundtable discussion live out of Newark, Delaware tonight. It's Toya live out of Chesapeake, VA. It's Didi live out of Charlotte, North Kakalaka. Again, home of CIAA. It's CeeLo. Area code 410, last four digits, 2898. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Area code 410, last four digits, 2898. You are gone. Okay, Angels, let's dive back into the convo. Again, thanks for riding with us, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay, so now we're talking about residual income. Maybe they just wanted to listen. Who knows? Well, okay. Well, there are keys.
All right.
To,
you know what? Well, let's give them another try. Area code 410. Again, let's do it one more time. Last four digits 2898. Tell us your name. Where you're calling from? The world is yours.
What's good? It's over though. How everybody doing?
No doubt. I just wanted you to introduce yourself. Something was wrong with our line. Overdose. He pops in. He pops out. But he's getting ready for Miami. Hey, did you get those tattoos?
I did. I just got to go get the last one shading in. It's looking all right. They're looking quite well on me, you know what I mean? It's looking real
cool.
Good.
Hey, well, welcome to the show. We're going to keep the conversation going. Hey, we're talking about creating residual income tonight, OD, pathway to financial freedom, stacking that cake for the most part. CeeLo, you were actually saying something.
Yeah. You know how my mind works. I was going to say, when we're speaking of residual income, like, for instance, with Avon, it's residual income in the fact that Avon sells itself. Avon has been around for over, I think it's about 125 years at this point, and it was started just because, you know, women wanted to look beautiful or whatever. Well, how about this? We have lines for men, women, regardless of size. At one point, you know, the products were only geared towards Caucasians, right? Well, now it's across the board. It doesn't matter, you know, like what your race or skin type is. Now we have something for everyone. And how it works is you just sign up for $10 and you go through the courses, which are provided to you online, and you go at your own pace, and pretty much you have a sponsor, with a lot of other residual income businesses. You have a sponsor who pretty much goes with you step by step to answer any questions that you may have and to also, you know, teach you, if you're not a good salesperson, you know, kind of help you, hone your skills.
How long have you been involved in Avon? Are you involved in Avon?
Yes, but not
okay.
as
How long much, have you been involved?
About 6 months.
Okay.
And the thing with Avon, though, is that it depends on how you sell it, you know, like, it's not like you receive. You can receive. You can set it up to where you can receive checks, or you can use the money almost like a credit. You know, like say for instance, if you purchase something from me, Terrence, and say for instance it's $20 for you, right? Well, if your whole order, say your total order ends up being $150, well, because it's over a certain amount, you know, I'm going to get 20% of that sale.
Right.
And
gotcha.
I could either pay for the stuff in advance, right, and then wait till I see you to deliver your products and then get the money from you, and then I put the money in my pocket, Or I can wait to see you get the money and then pay for your products and then just get my credit and let it just kind of build up. You know, so it's different ways that you can get paid. You know, you kind of choose how you see your money. And the thing is, like
what's
I said before, you don't have to walk around and
contact.
Hmm?
Well, what's a website address or a contact information if someone's interested?
If anyone's interested, whether either to purchase products or even to become a representative for Avon, you can go to www.youravon.com/cboston. Youravon.com/cboston. C-B-O-S-T-O-N. And on the site, it'll have it has where you can click to become a representative, and you know I'll contact you, or I can have the regional manager contact you to set up a meeting, or if you're interested in purchasing products, it's right there for you. You can go see, it'll walk you step by step in the ordering process. You can even have it directly to your home. So yeah, I mean it pays. But it depends on how involved you are. And you can also have other people work for you, which may be, you know, you can pay them by, you know, giving them discounts on products. It's different ways you can do it, though.
Folks, we welcome all business owners to call in and provide their expertise in any arena or industry. This is not just about any particular business tonight. This is not just all about Avon and not all about Amway and not all about any type of network marketing, but just opportunities, you know, businesses that we are involved in and it's working. But if you have something that you'd like to share, folks are more than open. We're going to talk to Overdose after this right here. And we're preparing to come to you live from Miami, Florida Mix Show Music Conference. It's the Music Summit going down South Beach. Hey, this dude is going to perform this joint Saturday night. I can't wait to bring the house down. It's unrolling. Overdose. We'll be right back. We're talking about
creating wealth. I have to wear the dress on this one, right?
Creating residual income. Oh. Yeah, you can wear whatever you want to wear. It's Miami. I'm rolling. TM High Radio Live.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm raw.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm raw.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuz this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't quit. What about? Oh, you on with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Sam Hyman Radio Live. That's our boy Overdose with I'm Rolling. Overdose.
Wow.
Any forms of residual income on your end, sir?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I buy low and sell high. That's my residual income. That's how I make it stack. You feel me? Real
wow.
Time. Real, I got a lot of residual. This is going to be a real, real good month for me. This is, what is it, February, March. It's going to be real, two big, real good months for me. So I got a lot of residual income.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to presume that we're speaking about the sales of his CD.
Yes.
They're being pressed. Look out for him at MIA this coming weekend with the whole T.M. Hyman Radio, well, almost the whole T.M.
No,
Hyman Radio
no.
Live crew. You'll be there
without
too. An Overdose.
It is. For real.
That is right. It's Money Monday in the city. Hey, thanks for riding with us, everybody. Overdose, Toya Live.
Hey, OD, how does that track sound that they sent you to flow to?
How they what?
The track that they sent you.
Oh, it sounds real good. I've been trying to send it to T. I don't know what happened though. He ain't been able to get it.
What's
but
the format?
Yeah, the format that you sent it in. Try to get it to T. Though. Hey, let's not have a production meeting on the air though.
Come on, keep this real talk.
Definitely try to get it to her, but yeah.
Okay, well, look, I wanted to make a point though about the whole residual income. When we talk about residual income, it's more of not just about getting money on a constant basis. It is you have to formulate a plan for yourself. It's about, like you were saying earlier, T, about discipline, self-discipline, knowing that you're going to be responsible for yourself and that you want to position yourself to a platform of a format where you are able to bring other people on and build your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't just look at I can get a check every month. You also want to look at the fact that you would be creating employment not just for yourself, but for other people. You can put yourself in a position to change other people's lives as well, and being a blessing, as Miss Willingham, you know, always speaks on. And so starting with self-control helps. You know, not indulging in drugs and alcohol. Not overindulging in sexual escapades. You know, these things, it has to do a lot with control, you know, self-control. And if you can, and yourself is the hardest thing to deal with, first and foremost. So, yeah, you start within, and then you can try to build a business from there. But I want to make that point before we, you know, went anywhere.
Well, you know, know, another thing about building businesses. Yeah, I was just going to say about building businesses. I mean, we've all talked about how we're part of, like, large corporations. But, you know, you don't have to do that to create residual income. You can take whatever talent or skill that you have and use that, you know, to build residual income. I mean, I know, like, right now, because people don't really have money, if you are, you know, educated, you're really smart, really good at a particular subject, you can make a killing, a lot of money doing something as easy as tutoring a student. You know, so you don't necessarily have to be involved in a huge, you know, corporation or company in order to create residual income. You can start your own small company by doing things like that. I know someone who started just recently started a company going to pick up elderly people and taking them to the grocery store or going grocery shopping for them. So, I mean, you can do anything to create residual income as long as legal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, people have selling parties. I know I used to do it, like, when I lived in Virginia. I used to have selling parties every weekend. And what selling parties are, cooking food and selling dinner plates.
Liquor.
But
yeah, when I sell the parties, we have liquor.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. And anyway, selling food. Selling food. And, but, like, for real, I would make, like, seriously, make $700 a weekend.
The party, though.
But for real, I would make, like, $700 a weekend. And, you know, and when you buy, hell, you can start, if you do nails well, you can start doing nails out of your house. Well, not legally. Okay, you did say legally. Well, anyway.
Yeah, you got
to
keep it legal.
You can go to the beauty school. If you're good at doing hair or doing nails, even braiding you need to have a license for now. But if you're good in that, you can go to a beauty school. Sign up for that. They
so let me just say this. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Folks, we are talking about creating residual income. I do believe in all that CeeLo just stated, from the legal to the illegal back to the legal. I think it starts with gifts and talents. You know, what do you do well? You know, what do you do well? What are your strengths? Know your weaknesses. But what is it that comes easy for you? What do you do well? That's probably a gift for you, a skill for you, a talent for you. I think that's where it starts. You know, figure out how to make money based off of what you do well. You know, some people have gone on to be NBA players because they play basketball well. Some people have become tennis stars because they play tennis well. Football, they did the same. Swimming, they did the same. You know, football, basketball, I mean, you know, baseball, you know, I mean, artists, you know, because they did it well. It comes down to discipline. What do you do well? You know, what are you willing to really buckle down and apply some discipline towards so that it can help to lead to a financial breakthrough for you, you know, something that solidifies your financial freedom. You know, we're talking about residual income. We'll be right back, 917-889-3926. T.M. Hyman Radio Live with the crew as we get ready for Miami, Florida Mix Show Music Summit. It's going down February 25th, 26th. We're on our way. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up. Sherry, Kia, this for you.
I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some other shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some other shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I Virginia, I was a lie, cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cause won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't, so now I just sit back and think. Damn, I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone. Tell me about your day. You even taught me how to kill a boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight kush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad we ain't finished, we ain't had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. And hear that purple roar that drove and then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 12:01 in the AM out in Bridgetown. It's 4:01 in the AM out in London. That's 4:01 tomorrow. It's 1:01 in the PM out in Tokyo. I don't know where you are, but I'm here in Tampa, Florida. Regardless of where you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Let's go to the phones. Area code 757, last four digits 8125. That's a familiar number. What's cracking? Tell us your name, where you're from, homie.
This Randy, a.k.a. Captain Hooks.
Captain Hooks, that dude. What's cracking, yeah, homie?
What up, y'all?
How you doing?
All right, welcome to the show, Residual Income. We know you know about Residual Income, Hooks. Got the hooks for the people?
Yeah. Residual
it's,
Income.
You got a creative hustle. So explain to the people what your hustle is. We've been talking about network marketing for the most part for the whole hour. So at the top of this hour, it's 11:03 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:03 in Norfolk, VA. But you're in Hampton, Virginia tonight, Hampton, VA. Captain Hooks, tell us what that whole hustle is about.
My whole hustle is basically, you know, I do music, none the least, but I specialize in hook writing, you know, a hook technician, if you will.
Hook technician.
So that's, yeah, I'm a hook technician. So I focus on building big hooks, big tunes, big, you know, not just 1, 2, 3 ABC hooks. I specialize in building meaningful hooks, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be, 1, 2, 3 ABCs, but I prefer that if they come to me, they come to me for something that they can't do, you know. They possibly could do themselves, but they want someone that, you know, a professional to give you something that's going boom, you know what I mean?
For impact. Somebody, shot, for somebody who is sitting at home, like, is he talking about fishing? Well, what does he mean, hooks? Hooks,
right,
hooks. What is he talking about? Hooks.
Courses for any music genre. Any type of music. I specialize in doing creating the course, you know, but I write as well. But, you know, courses is something, you know, easy. I have many of them that's pre-written that I could just, you know, shop out. And that's what I do. I shop it out. I get calls. You know, a lot of times people need courses. This is in my own local area that I service, you know. So I try to, you know, service them with a professional hook. And most of the time, if I don't have something for them already, then I make something up for them because, you know, most of the time they have their own beat, they have their own idea. But a lot of times they come to me for ideas too because I kind of have a creative, you know, I think outside the box. So I try to think of things that haven't been done and said. So that's my hustle. You know, I feel that, you know, it's a good hustle. It's a gift of mine to write music. So I love doing it. Right now, if I could do it all day, then I will. But and I'm looking for. I keep, you know, hustling till I get that break. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's for the most part. That's what I do.
Yo, give us an example of a hook, and then we're gonna go right into one of these joints that come from the crew. Go ahead, CeeLo, and then we're gonna go right into a hook from Shot.
Okay, well, Shot, I was gonna ask you. This is CeeLo, and I was gonna ask you. Okay, like say for instance, if someone was interested in doing what you do, how would they go about? Like, what would be the first? What would you say would be the beginning steps to becoming a hook technician?
Well, first you gotta have that love, that passion for, you know, the music in general, just period. You know, you gotta have that love. I don't just, you know, you gotta focus on, you know, because music is construction. You know, it's like you're building something, and with anything you build, it has components, and those components help push or move you know, push the point across. Well, the most important part of a song that I think that most people usually tend to listen to or remember after the song is played is the hook. You know, that pushes, that gives that, that's like one of the wheels, one of the major wheels that generate, drawing the ear to and the memory to activate, you know. So if somebody is trying to know about the skill or want to know how to be a hook writer or do this or do that, then you got to first have that love and you got to know what components music is made up of. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you did the hook on Swag, right?
I did the hook on Swag, right.
We need to get together when I come to VA again. I'm about to hit you up.
I got Swag right here. Let's check out the hook. We'll be right back with CeeLo live from Charlotte Entertainment National News. Thanks for riding with us, Shot. We'll be right back.
All right.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all they feel is see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. See, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
finding my swag. Swag. Like the Louis out of Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at, it's memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from the feet to their wig. His wardrobe is trash like a college fell kid. My fit so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't tip, but the strippers will call back. I MTV him on the bus like neck. Unless I'm in their brain like a Xavier X. I be my shoe game silly, my outfit jiggy. My swag out the park, you just out feel with it. You the type who ain't got swag. No use to kick it. Chicks calling my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Moving that cup, get them shoes socks in the bag. And I hardly brag, but you lame should know. Soon as I step in the show, I got the B-boy glow. I got swag.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all they feel is see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. See, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding my swag.
I kinda knew that this was coming soon.
glass, don't give me some more running room. Throw me the beat at 11, the verse is done at noon. Promise it'll be hot, similar to the sun in June. What's poppin', my nigga, how are you? You know I'm serving them like I'm working the drive through. Ladies keep their eyes open on everything that I do. I mean, that's just something that come with being a fly dude. Swag mean, balls loaded with caffeine. Me and this pen is one hell of a tag team. Whoop, there it is. I'm pulling out the Chevy tonight, so baby, I'ma lead it. Itself. I don't usually talk about it. It's in my jeans, I can hardly even walk without it. Regardless of time, I'ma shine like pine floors. I got my swag, I suggest you find yours.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
women, it's the darkest of my half. I supply to this rhythm, which you probably never have. At this rate and momentum, no surviving if I crash. I smash for a minute, then I nab. But get back in the destination on my dash. Use my voice as a chemical and mix it in the lab. No distortion is critical, I'm clearer than some glass. My cash, stay in the pocket like McNabb. Never see me making it rain and throwing it for grabs. I don't do this to entertain, I'm focused on my craft. Gucci passenger driving product,
Louis in the bag.
I suggest if you got a problem, prove it if you're bad. I can bottle and profit from this feeling that I have. When you're floating as high as me, get woozy from the lag. If you choose it, you want to hate, you're losing all your sweat.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag. My swag. You gotta find your own.
Creating residual income, a pathway to financial freedom, is the topic tonight. It's 11:13 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:13 in New York City. All the way live from Charlotte tonight with entertainment and national news, like only she can bring it. Give it up for CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, people. It is money-making Monday, February 21st, your entertainment national news. Breaking sports news, Carmelo Anthony went to the New York Knicks. He left the Denver Nuggets, so I know I hope the Knicks treat him well and he don't have to go anywhere else. On to other news. Let's go to California. How a church bus carrying mostly teens. It collided with a county fire vehicle and a power pole and then went over the side of the highway, falling about 20 feet, resulting in one fatality and 13 injuries. And the church bus, the people on the bus were returning from a retreat, a weekend retreat. But luckily, you know, like I said, it was only one fatality, and our prayers go out to that family. Now, while the Middle East is breaking out into protest country by country, we here in the U.S. seem to be following suit. Because first we had, you know, from the Capitol Hill in Wisconsin to the White House protesters. Now Ohio is next on the union's right list for protesting for collective bargaining reforms. And it's expected for thousands to begin gathering tomorrow, Tuesday,
on the steps in Ohio. Now, on to some music news and a little bit of sports. How about EA Sports? They're releasing a 15-track hip-hop soundtrack for their new game coming out called Fight Night Champion. It's going to be a new game that's going to be available for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 games, and it's going to hit stores March 3rd. Now, the featured artists are like Nerd, Ninth Wonder, The Roots, and Teeny Tempa. Now, the soundtrack is only available on the game, so you're not going to be able to get it any other place. So, but that sounds like a nice little lineup, and I'm quite sure there's some other there should be a listing probably on the EA Sports website.
You said Teeny Tempa, like you got that record in your car. Who the hell is Teeny Tempa?
Well, Teeny Tempa is actually a new artist, and he just started getting some play like last year. If I'll find some music and try to forward that to you, but I think he's a reggae artist, and I can't think of the name of the song, but yeah, I'll forward something to you. Now, this is some, okay, here, yeah, more news, okay. Def Jam Universal artist Rick Ross, he inked a new distribution deal with Warner Music Group for his Maybach Music label.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, along with his Maybach Music Group, he signed some new artists, Wale from D.C. and Philly's own Meek Mill. So we're going to see how that turns out. It's going to be really interesting. And now this is just some silly mess I found. Young L.A., who is a rapper, he had a duck tattooed on his face. A duck? I mean, like, I was thrown in game, you know, put the butterfly on his face. Think he might be going through something. I don't know. But then Gucci Mane does a little ice cream deal with the ice cream cones on his face. All right. So then the duck, I mean, for real, what's next? Snorks, Care Bears, Smurfs. I mean, what the hell is really going on with these grown-ass men? Find something else to do. Please, something. Y'all should be writing lyrics. So, draw on the paper. Stick it to your face. Don't tattoo that on your face. Nobody wants you like that. And that's all I have for the evening.
CeeLo live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
I better not see that mess in Miami. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to clown you.
Entertainment and wacky news.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Radio Live. Thanks for joining us tonight, 917-889-3926, to get it in, hanging out with the crew. Tonight we're talking about creating residual income, a pathway to financial freedom. And we've given folks an opportunity to kind of speak on behalf of their particular business or entity. If you want to speak on yours, again, hit us up, 917-889-3926. Remember, you only get out what you get in. You only get out what you put in life. You know, you never can have too many strings of residual income. It's all about, you know, producing so that you can help somebody else. You know, out of your abundance, you got to be able to take care of your own house first, and then you can really help. You know, you don't have to always, you know, be whole first. You know, you want to share, help your neighbor. But it's better to give out of an abundance because, you know, your house is already squared away. You know, a lot of different ways. It starts with your gifts and your talents, and we've been talking about things that we've been involved in. So please don't think that trying to push anything on you, network marketing, nothing like that. If you have an idea, something that you're making, something that you're doing, something that you are selling, something that you are promoting, hit us up. OD.
Yo.
Without, you know, causing somebody to come knock at your door, talk about your gifts, your talents, you know, what you're doing to create residual income. But speak from an artist's perspective. From an artist's perspective.
Oh, just writing music, making music, performing. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. That's what I'm good at. That's what I do. Like, that's what I know how to do. One of the things
right.
I know how to do really well. I know. Somebody earlier in the show said, you just got to know what you're good at, and then you just got to do it to make money. And I think it's a blessing that I learned what I was good at this early in life, so I ain't got to keep on finding nothing stuff. Like, I know what I like, and I know how to do it. You know what I mean? I like big diamonds, and I like making them, so that's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think just like Shot, the hook, you know, the Captain Hook, I think he's still hanging out with us. You know, it's important that we identify what we're good at and so that we can, you know, then try to hone it and cultivate it so that it can become something that can help us to prosper. So, you know.
I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, along with that, you want to talk about education. Because, and when I say that, I don't mean that you have to go to college to be a, that you have to go to college to be, you know, what you want to be. But whether it be life experience or what have you, but you have to know how to read to be able to write these lyrics. You see what I'm saying? You have to be able to read the contracts.
That's right.
Not, because you can be a good performer, but... Yeah, and you can also have a lawyer to read over your contract, but if you don't fully understand, you would end up, you know, like MC Hammer or or Lindsay Lohan. Or you know what I'm saying, like where their funds were misappropriated just for the simple fact of not knowing. Ignorance can kill you. You know, I mean, and another business that I have, Creative Strikes Development, which is the artist development company, it behooves you as an artist to go and get the music law book. You can purchase it from any bookstore and read about becoming your own business as an artist. Because, again, you can perform and you can dance around on the stage or stand there and hold a microphone or what have you, however it is that you perform. But if you don't understand the legalities behind it, you can end up thinking that you're going to get paid $1,200 and you walk away with $120 and don't know why. And then you're mad and frustrated, and then you don't want to be an artist anymore. So educate yourself before you take those steps, before you even walk into a studio. Take those steps. See if there's something that you still would be interested in when it doesn't seem so fun. And, yeah.
A good tip coming from CeeLo, folks. 917-889-3926. Residual income is the topic. If you feel like we're preaching at you, that's not the intent. We're simply trying to help you offer positive tips. This is Wet Money coming up. Health and wellness, sucker free. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. Wet Money. Wake up in the morning like, what's the hour? With money in my hand, I got all the power. Just kill another beat, so bring all the flowers.
Yeah.
Staying sucker free while y'all still some cowards.
I say, what's the concept, man? He said, go in. Who should I shout out on the track? He said, no friend. Sucker free. With money, chill out and no man. Cutthroat, big redneck. Hello, my name's T. MDR, nigga, the MD. Rex Bell, move E like AMC. KP, anything for that wet money.
money, I push it, pump it, put a few O's in my budget. Hustling, nigga, we stuntin', they can't do how we does it. Every little step I take, kid, come another hitter from around my way. Wait, out of they league, this IV, nigga, talk a bit, it's gonna get
talking about creating residual income.
we've heard a little bit of everything, you know, from joining larger corporations and companies to starting your own smaller company, also something that you are gifted or talented in or something that you love to do. It's about 11:35 here on the East Coast, and we're going to take it to our girl, Domare Willingham, for our health and wellness tips this evening.
Joining us this evening for health and wellness brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you very, very soon in the Hampton Roads area, Norfolk specifically. Tonight I wanted to just bring to light the veer off course just a little bit from our main focus of getting mentally prepared on our goals for 2011, because we will be flying and divulging on to Miami South Beach. I wanted to bring some health and wellness awareness to flying and how to stay healthy during flying. Also, spring break will be coming up for a lot of school kids, college kids in March and April, and they will be flying, you know, to different places all around the country and out of the country. So I just wanted to bring some healthy flying tips up, just different things you can stay on top of to make sure you have an enjoyable flight. Things like eating. Don't eat heavy before you get on a flight, especially if you're having a long flight. You don't want to sit there and eat a big pork chop meal with mashed potatoes, or sit there and eat a big, you know, 12-pound burger and french fries and onion rings and a milkshake. And then you get on the flight and you start feeling all bad with indigestion, heartburn, and things of that sort, because you don't have any room to move in those little teeny seats. And drinking. Now, we've all seen those reality shows about airplane and, you know, how to get drunk on the plane. Besides the fact that they won't let you fly when you're drunk, it's just not good to be at that high altitude under such a bad influence. So please don't drink and fly. As far as standing, sitting, and moving, you don't want things such as thrombosis or clotting to form in your legs. So if you're planning for a long flight, please get up when they turn the, you can get the seatbelt sign off. Don't get up until they turn that off. When they do turn that off, get up, walk around. If you don't have to use the bathroom, that's fine. Just, you know, walk down the aisle a little bit, come back. You don't want to sit for a long period of time, because the blood will not flow down to the bottom of your feet, to your legs, and clotting can form, which that clot can travel to your lungs and heart, things of that sort, and kill you. You definitely want to be aware of any jet lag. If you do have issues with jet lag when you fly, stay awake. Plan for, you know, get up first thing in the morning. Make sure you get good rest sleep as far as 6 to 8 hours prior to or the day before. And then just stay awake. When you get to your place, your destination, do not go to sleep. Stay awake, especially if you're flying like more than three or plus hours away when the time zone changes. Do not go to sleep and say, let me just take a nap, I can get myself together. No, you want to get yourself acclimated to that time zone in order to help with any jet lag. And also try, I have to plug in there, essential oils can also help with that, like a lavender can help with any jet lag if you like the smell of lavender. Just need to throw that in there. And also things to, you might have any fear of flying. Might want to bring something with you. I don't believe in, like, lucky items. Some people do if you have a lucky item. If I definitely believe in prayer. So you want to pray if you believe in prayer. So things for a healthy flight, a nice stress-free flight, things to keep in mind as we're flying on to Miami or as you're flying away for your vacation or spring break. These are just healthy facts that you just want to keep in mind so that you'll have a nice trip.
Thank you, Ms. Willingham. I'm not sure how many people at home are traumatized right now, thinking that their legs are going to cause them to die on a long flight.
I'm serious. It just happened a couple of weeks ago, actually, to a lady that was flying. A lady, she just passed away from that. I can bring back the story on Wednesday, but it has very common when you do not get up to move around on long flights, that blood does not circulate. It begins to clot, a clot will form,
so from,
and it will travel.
From New York to LA, my friends, make sure you walk up and down the aisles every couple hours to make sure that you make it across the country. Miss Willingham, health and wellness. And we're going to keep this conversation going, creating wealth, residual income specifically, a pathway to financial freedom. We're going to open up the lines. We'll be right back.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. What don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Money Monday in the city, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It's your hip-hop informer. Thanks for riding with us tonight. TM Hyman Radio Live. Monday, February 21st. Opening up the lines, area code 202. That's Washington, D.C. That's for dude Coop. What's cracking tonight?
Hey, what's going on, T-Man? Hey, I heard what Dee Dee was saying about the airplanes, and I probably violated every little rule she gave.
Because
she's talking about don't, man, I violate them all. Talking about don't be drinking on the plane. Man, if I fly from, like I done flown from D.C. straight to Vegas, straight to L.A., as soon as I get on the plane, I get on the plane at 6 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock when the stewardess come around, I'm like giving me two Tangerines and cranberry juice.
Definitely.
The rest of the flight.
Man, that's a long flight, Coop.
Man, I stay up to about 4 o'clock in the morning before the flight. So don't nobody listen to me because I violate them all.
Hey, that's hilarious, man. Hey, stand by for me. Let's go down to VA, area code 757. This looks familiar as well. Area code 757, last four digits, 5356. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
What up, fam? This is Sincere. I'm with Coop. I get on the plane drunk. I don't sleep. And I drink when I get on the plane.
Wow.
Long flights, brothers. I understand. Hey. Long flights.
Yes,
hey, Sincere,
I'm smiling.
I'm right with you, Sincere. Man, I flew to Vegas one time. My boys picked me up at the airport. I was already lit when I got there.
you gotta be drunk when you land in Vegas. That's the rule.
Okay.
Hey, fellas. Both of y'all give us some tips tonight on ways to create residual income for those entrepreneurs out there looking to, again, plow forward, you know, and establish a financial foundation for themselves.
First and foremost, diversify. Don't get caught in one area of business. I mean, because I got a lot of friends kind of made their living off of real estate and real estate alone. When the market tanked, they tanked right along with the market. So diversify, and then number two, be knowledgeable of whatever industry you're going into. I mean, it's like I don't remember who said it earlier, but you don't have to go to college or whatever. A lot of people would prefer you to go to college, but do research and be knowledgeable about this. About whatever industry you're going into, because I mean, some of you, what you do as a hobby is not always going to translate into a good business, because it's not going to be the same hobby. You enjoy your hobby. A lot of things you do business wise is if it becomes work. So a lot of people say go into a business that you enjoy doing because you like doing it more. That's bullshit.
Yeah, because you know what,
I enjoy doing.
Right.
But it became work to me when money was involved, and once other people money comes involved, it's a lot of work and a lot of stress. I mean, so if you are a nice old you very stressful person, I say get a 9-to-5 for real. It's owning your own is takes a certain type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you, it takes balance and it takes discipline, and everybody doesn't have that.
Yeah. I have to. I was gonna go a little bit different direction than what's been said. When I was gonna say, you find something that you like. Because if you're going to be doing something for residual income, it's going to be something that you got to be willing to put extra time into. Like you can have a, it's good if you can have something that you can do as a full-time job, but then you can also do it on the side. Like you have the mechanics that work at the garages, but then on the side they're working on cars, and you get the computer repair guy that he's working in a computer place, but on the side he's doing it too for extra money. So he has the extra money coming in, and if anything goes wrong with that regular job, he can still do it on the side. So, but I also understand where he's coming from with the, once you start doing it to make a living, it goes from being fun to being a job. And that is very true, because then sometimes you just don't, even though you enjoy doing it, you won't feel like doing it as much.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why balance is required. And you can't, you got to try not to do business with your family. Because I think, you know, there are certain things that cause you to feel comfortable, but you need a team that balances it out and people to kind of keep you on your toes. That when you work for yourself specifically, because you will get comfortable, you'll get laxed. Hey, this is a real conversation. Hey, stand by for me. We got like 13 minutes left of the show. I want to get into one more joint, this Chester Gregory joint. This joint is smoothed out. It's 11:46 here on the East Coast. It's 8:46 on the West Coast. Chester Gregory, hey, he got a play produced by Whoopi Goldberg. It's her Sister Act joint, and he's playing Eddie in Sister Act. We'll be right back. Check this out. Chester Gregory, If You Only, TM Hyman Radio Live.
And I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your life goodbye. What if I treated you right? I could have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
If you only would stay, I need some of that sweet, sweet.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Chester Gregory with If Only You.
That's right.
And we are talking about residual income and the means of which we can do so. And we have our guest residents, Sincere and Coop. And did you guys have, like, any parting words? We got 9 minutes left in the show. And did you guys have any parting words or any advice?
I'm going to agree with Terrence and say never, ever, ever, ever do business with family.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, you know what? It's a reflex for us to want to automatically pull our loved ones up. But I'm here to tell you that off the rip is bad business. You should hire people based on skills and qualifications, not, you know, their situation or, you know, them just making you feel guilty about it, you know. And as you grow in business, you'll learn that. You got to be able to keep business separate from your personal situation. So, hey, thanks for riding with us, though. We appreciate and maybe the conversation didn't go in the direction that you may have wanted it to go. I'm not sure. When I say you, somebody out there, we did the best we could within the time frame that we had. We just want to raise awareness again about just creating residual income. You possess your own destiny. It starts with your gifts and talents. Hit us up every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 p.m., Sunday, 7 p.m., TM Hyman Radio Live. Coop, any parting words?
Hey, y'all just hit that thing on that nail on the head just now with about the family thing. And I don't even think you ought to do it with people that are too close, even friendship-wise. I did that before, and Sheila know what I was talking about, like just the last couple of months. And it was somebody that was real close with me. And it was hard for me to be the boss, because I couldn't tell the person that what they were doing was wrong. It was just difficult. And it just makes things funny because you know there's like, if you handle it the way you should handle it, it's going to be some hurt feelings.
Right.
And so you just keep out of that family or close friend business type stuff.
Yeah, and you got to work at that too because, again, you know, I mean, your reflex is to want to help people that you're close to, people that you care about, but your business comes first. And folks, you gotta treat your business like you would treat your child, because it has to be protected, and you know, just like you know, an individual or person, it's real business. You know, when you're talking about creating residual income, you gotta think differently. You can't think the same way you think as it relates to dealing with, you know, your household bills. You got to think a little more advanced. Discipline, organization, you know, and I'm going to say discipline again.
And goal setting.
What'd you say?
Goal
setting. You definitely got to set some goals. Definitely got to set some goals. But discipline is a major factor to this game here. So, you know, thanks again for riding with us tonight. Creating residual income. Think about it, and hopefully we'll pick up another show. We'll bring back, you know, an expert who can really take us to the next level when it comes to residual income. Angels, what you got?
I want to
BET
say
BET honors.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Did anybody see the BET honors?
I
was on at 9 o'clock.
Check out. Yeah. Right. I have not been watching them. I'm gonna have to check out the rebroadcast.
Okay, well, just be a blessing then, everybody. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Yes, rock with us.
No doubt.
On, we got rock with us on Wednesday at 10 p.m. And look forward to the Friday night cypher. We'll be broadcasting live from Miami. And peace and blessings.
No doubt.
Toya?
Overdose, I know you're still out there as well. Toya, I know you're still out there.
Shout out to everybody. Be blessed. This is bedtime. Y'all have a good night.
Grandma.
Yes.
Deuce.
South Beach. I'm overdose.com. Get in.
Oh. Hey, folks. Good night. Appreciate the love. It's going down this Friday, Saturday, February 25th, 26th, South Beach, Miami, Florida. It's the Florida Mixed Show Music Conference. I keep calling it a conference, but it's really a summit. This is the first year. We're going to keep it going. Hey, thanks for riding with us. This is Pills and Dro from Overdose. Hey, log on, www.iamoverdose.com. And while you're at it, go ahead and log on to hacmedia.com. Follow TM Hama Radio Live. Good night. Be safe, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money Boy Entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and Dro, pills and Dro. We the on them pills, I pop my pills and Dro. Pills and Dro, we the on them pills, I pop my pill. I smoke my Dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my Dro. I pop my pill, I smoke my Dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my Dro. I do this third day, I ain't on no frail shit. So what you want, what you need, come here, let me tell your shit. Run up in my crib, I guarantee you leave it with no dick. Head popping, head busting, yeah boy, we on that shit. Do that shit, I do that shit. Hold my niggas, Bloods and Crips. Party there, we flood that shit. We're building booze, we on that shit. Drop it out low, we make her go. Pussy and titty, that's what she show. All my niggas look at it like, yeah boy, there we go. Fuck with me, I fuck with you. I will fuck your sister too. Cousins there to bring them through. Part of the night, Pills and Dro. Fuck who we been, it's where we go. Empty house like, there we go. All my niggas mob that shit and all the bitches hit the flow. Pills and Dro, Pills and Dro. La la la.
Live, TM, TM, Hyman Live, TM, TM, Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. TM, TM, Hyman.